Praised be Jesus and Mary. You fool, our Lord says in the parable today, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Many of you will know the author of The Imitation of Christ, Thomas à Kempis, a saintly man, wrote one of the greatest spiritual books in history. He had a brother that was not as saintly as himself. He was a bit too attached to the things of this world. And the brother of Thomas à Kempis built himself a house once, and he was really proud of it and boasting of it, like the man in the parable today. But a friend of this brother of Thomas à Kempis told him one thing. You know, he was boasting about the house, how nice it was, his achievement, and he pointed out one defect to him in that house. Listen, you put a door in that house. Yeah, I did. So what's the big problem with putting a door in my house? I did put a door. How is that a defect? Well, it's a defect because you're going to have to leave that house through that door that you put in it. When you're dead and you're making your last trip to the cemetery, you're going to have to be carried out through that door, leave the house and all that is in it. This reminds us very well in a very graphic manner that when we live in our earthly abode here on earth, as long as we're in the flesh, we should never let ourselves be walled in by the world, by the things of the world. We should always have a door. We should always put a door in whatever it is that we construct for ourselves in this world. We should always have a sort of escape hatch. We have to use the things of the world. We have to have some earthly abode as long as we're in the flesh. But we can never let ourselves be walled in by the world and its things. Why? So that's to be free when death comes, so as to be free to leave this world, all its material goods, to leave this world through that door, through that escape hatch, without being obstructed, without being impeded, without any attachments keeping us back, so as to enter eternity in full freedom of spirit, ready to love God for all eternity, to see Him face to face as He really is, and to adore Him with Our Lady and with all the saints for all eternity. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.